What do a hip-hop artist, a Haitian storyteller, an accordion player, a boat builder, culinary artist, and an herbalist all have in common? They're this year's Folk Masters, selected by the Florida Folklife Council, which is part of the Division of Historical Resources. And that hip-hop artist, he's from Jacksonville. His name is Mal Jones.
I got you. Okay, go ahead.
That's a video of Jones at Jacksonville's monthly downtown art walk a couple months ago. His middle school age son is the one beatboxing. And while beats play, anyone can walk up and rhyme, whether you're a kid or adult. This is Jones.
That's my son right there. We don't play. You can tell that's my DNA.
This freestyle gathering is commonly called a cypher, and Jones holds his lyricist live cypher at every art walk.
It's aspiring rapper that wants to can come up and exchange and rhyme. And it's all improvisational.
Lots of kids and teens show up every month.
They see what I'm doing, and then they have an example that's not someone they don't know, someone on the radio or someone just feeding them the wrong messages.
And no cursing is allowed.
And you have to be creative and come up with, you know, creative things to say versus just being vulgar or saying whatever comes to your mind. You have to think about it.
This art form is what Jones will be teaching his 12-year-old apprentice, Amari Morrell. The goal is for him to host a cypher of his own and to perform at the Florida Folk Festival over Memorial Day weekend.
So it gives them what I had in the early 90s before we had the internet. You know, we used to all come together and get together and get in these circles and just play beats and rhyme.
Jones is originally from the Bronx.
The birthplace of hip-hop, the culture.
He moved to Florida when he was 10, but he would visit New York and bring back mixtapes for his friends. His dad was a jazz musician, his uncle a traditional African dancer.
All of their art forms come together to make me who I am and what I do. And hip-hop in its current state is a combination of all those things.
Which is why it's considered folk, or a tradition passed down orally or through performance. In 2013, Jones became the first hip-hop artist whose work was archived in the Florida Folklife program, and the first to perform at the more than 60-year-old Florida Folk Festival. Jacksonville-based Florida Folk Council member Keith Cartwright says people don't normally think hip-hop is folk.
But people were also incredibly receptive.
Cartwright is calling from Mexico, so it's difficult to understand him, but he calls what Jones is doing revolutionary. His council has picked Jones as a master for 2 years in a row. But Jones has been mentoring kids on his own for a while. It even led to the Jacksonville Electrical Authority to call on him to create a rhyme to teach students about electrical safety.
It's quite heavy in rotation up there in the offices.
Jones says hip-hop isn't something people consume like TV and radio. It's something they do.
The culture lies within the people in the communities and what's going on with them, so.
Can you freestyle right now, like, about our interview?
Freestyle right now about our interview without a beat? No problem, no sweat. Man, check it. I'm a rhyme sweet.
The technique. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.
And Molecule, M-A-L, Jones, the MC.
Perfect.